Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Now this video is a little bit special because it is my 200th video. Now I didn't realize that we were even close to this number until a few days ago when I happened to check and see that we were on about 195. But yeah, this is my 200th video. That's absolutely insane. So as a celebration of that, whether you've been around for a long time or this is your first video, please subscribe to my channel if you haven't done already. We're trying to hit 250,000 subscribers by Christmas Day. It's gonna be pretty close, so yeah, if you're not subscribed already, hit that button. Funnily enough, if you look at this chart, if all the people that weren't subscribed and watched my videos subscribed right now, we'd have about 300,000 subscribers. So yeah, if that's you, hit the subscribe button, I'm very thankful. Anyway, with that all out of the way, let's get into this 200th video. You're an only child, you don't need all these toys. This story takes place way back when. This may be my earliest memory of an entitled mum. Actually, let's call it Entitled Mum the Origins, if you will. First, there's the initial encounter. My primary school had a bring your toys to school day. I was about 8, and the idea was simple. Everyone brought in a toy and shared it with their classmates. We ended up being put into groups of 4 or 5 because there was too much arguing. Kids who weren't friends with other kids but wanted to play with their toys. And in my group happened to be a boy named Daniel who had never really liked me. He ended up bringing in a Transformer toy, whereas I brought a giant Megazord, Power Rangers, to show off because it was brand new and I was smug as anything. The thing about Megazords is that they break down into 5 individual Zords, so I did just that and gave each one to a person in the group, and we had a good time. It was the kids' equivalent to cracking a few beers with your besties. I was flying high. However, when it came to packing up at the end of the day, I was missing a Zord. I had a funky feeling about good old Danny because he'd never liked me, and so I went through his bag and found it. I didn't say anything, didn't tell a teacher, I simply took it back, put his bag back, and tucked it away. Later, as I waited for my mum to pick me up, I showed off my toys to other kids in the playground, and that's when a woman, one of the parents, made her way over to me. It was Daniel's mother, and Daniel was a little behind her. She asked me what the names of the toys were. She asked me where my parents had bought them. She asked me how much they cost. I told her everything I knew as an 8-year-old who knew absolutely nothing, and she sighed. My mum then arrived, and the two started to have a conversation, while Daniel just stared at me. I even watched his face drop as he noticed I'd taken my Zord back, and he started going through his bag in a huff. By the time our mothers were done, they seemed to be the best of friends. Daniel's mother turned to me and asked how I'd feel about a sleepover at their house sometime, seeing as Daniel and I had so much in common. Despite everything in me telling me this guy was a danger to me, I craved Daniel's approval. I wanted his friendship because he'd been so mean to me for so long. I saw this as a chance to make things work between us, and I accepted, eagerly so. The date was set for the following Friday, and for the rest of the week, Daniel was my best friend. Moving on to the second part of the story, the ambush. My mum drove me home from school that Friday so I could get a change of clothes and an overnight bag. As I was getting ready, I got a call from Daniel's mother. She asked me if I could bring those toys you brought to school, along with anything else her son might like. I agreed and ended up packing a second bag full of my most treasured toys, all of which, by the way, are expensive. Just Google how much Megazords cost. Alright, you know what, I will. Wow, okay, so looking on Amazon, we've got like £30 one, £99 one, £69. Yeah, they're pretty expensive, that's for sure. It's worth noting, it's not like we had a lot of money. I only had all these big expensive toys because my parents always gave me the option between allowance and little things, or big things every so often. I always wanted the big things, so would go the whole year without a new game or toy, then get spoiled on my birthday. I just preferred that. When my mum dropped me off at Daniel's and came in for a coffee, it was just Daniel, his mother, and myself. We immediately went to his room and emptied out all my toys. We started to play and he told me how much he loved all my things, and I felt like the coolest kid alive. Then my mum called up to say that she was leaving, and I acknowledged her with a loud grunt because the city was being destroyed and I had to save her, oh of course. About 20 minutes later, I hear the door open up and downstairs and it gets loud, really loud. It sounds like thunder coming down the hallway. I turn my head and there are about six other kids oogling my toys. I introduce myself, but they don't care. They charge into the room, push me aside and start playing with Daniel, who immediately starts playing with them too. For the next hour, I keep trying to insert myself into their game. They've got their grubby jam hands all over my toys and they're outright ignoring me, not answering me back, not letting me grab anything, not including me at all. I start to get very upset and eventually decide to go downstairs. I didn't want to tell Daniel's mother what was happening outright. I didn't want the hassle, but I was hoping she'd ask me what was wrong and I could somehow explain it without telling. I wandered into the kitchen and asked for a drink, then did my, oh woe is me, 8-year-old sulk. She asked me if I was having fun with Daniel's siblings and cousins and I let it slip they weren't including me. She told me to stop being so selfish. You play with those toys every day, let them have some fun. She raised her voice and held the drink out of reach. I thought I was being nice letting you come over, but if you don't want to share then maybe you should leave. I immediately start to sob. Being told off by another parent was always the worst thing for me. It was expected of teachers and my own parents when I messed up, but on the few occasions another adult had raised their voice at me, it always made me feel like I'd done something irredeemable. 8-year-old me just couldn't process it. As I stood there crying in her kitchen, she told me to stop being a little girl and get back upstairs. I went up without a drink and sulked in the corner of Daniel's room for another hour. His mother came up a few times asking if we were all having fun, and when she saw me in the corner on my own, she just glared. At one point, I ended up wandering the upstairs hallway of Daniel's house, bored and upset, and I noticed a landline in his parents' bedroom. This was before 8-year-olds had phones, late 90s, and not wanting to cause a scene downstairs, I decided to sneak in and ring my mum. I told her that I'd upset Daniel's mother and Daniel wasn't speaking to me, and she told me she'd be right over. I still didn't understand what I'd done and I was blaming myself. My mum came to the house with a knock on the door and a smile. Her and Daniel's mother went into the kitchen and I stood about midway up the stairs listening in. That's when Daniel's mother explained that I was being selfish and disrespectful to her. She told my mum that I came downstairs demanding that Daniel and his family not touch my toys, just watch me play with them. She said she tried to explain about sharing and then I got overly emotional, and that when she tried to calm me down, I told her to F off. Now, I wasn't a perfect child, and given two or three more years, I probably would have told her to F off, but at 8 years old, no. Now, my mum knew I would never do that. She clocked her lies there and then, but pretended to buy it, and as they exited the kitchen, I ran back upstairs and rejoined the others. Knowing what was about to happen, I immediately started saying loudly, "Why won't you let me play with you? And why are you ignoring me?" I was trying to elicit a response, and I did. One of Daniel's female cousins, who also went to our school and was in our year, told me to shut up, fatty. And at that point, my mother came storming into the room. All the kids shot up. My mum simply said, "Pack your stuff, we're going." And after a few minutes of looking awkward, Daniel's mother told the kids to wait downstairs as I gathered my things. She began pleading with my mum, saying they were just being kids and that I was no better than them when my mum wasn't around. My mum was having none of it. She ignored Daniel's mother until my bag was packed. Then we proceeded to head out. When we got into the driveway, Daniel's mother came barreling out the house and grabbed hold of my bag, tearing it out of my arms. She opened it and grabbed my Megazord, the one I'd taken to class that day, and proclaimed, "This is Daniel's! How dare you try to steal it!"
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being my most prized possession and costing a little too much for a toy, my mother knew it wasn't his. She calmly walked up to Daniel's mother and asked for it back as the kids gathered in the doorway, giving me the coldest stare I've ever received. My mum and her argued for a good 10 minutes. She went from claiming the toy was Daniel's to begging for him to borrow it to outright saying I didn't deserve it. The one line I remember as clear as day is this: "You're an only child, you don't need all those toys." The hostage situation situation ended when my mum threatened to call our next door neighbour, who was a police officer. Daniel's mother gave the Megazord back and she went inside slamming the door shut, and they all made fun of me, loud enough for us to hear as we backed out of their drive. Daniel continued to bully me throughout primary school and for a few years of high school. His mother would give mine death stares when they ran into one another shopping in our town, and there were several parents who gave us dirty looks during parent-teacher evenings too, but we managed just fine. Oh my goodness me, trying to steal an 8-year-old's toys, that is extremely shameful. Just from that penultimate line, I can kind of tell what this entitled mum is like. I reckon she's the sort of person that is actually potentially quite popular with a lot of people, so it says that there were several parents who gave us dirty looks, so I reckon that she's probably been bad-mouthing you and your mum behind your backs. However, if those other parents actually knew how horrible she was, they would stop being friends with her immediately, of course. I just want to say well done to your mum in this situation, because she kept her cool so well throughout that. Like, when the entitled mum was saying that it was Daniel's toy, she was saying, "No, it's my son's toy, can you give it back, please?" Like, she could have got angry, but no, she stayed collected, so good job. Anyway guys, that is going to be the end of my 200th video. It's kind of crazy saying that, I can't really process it, but yeah, that's mad. I just want to say thank you to you guys for sticking around throughout these 200 videos, and I hope you stick around for the next 200, because I definitely will be here for the foreseeable future. With that all being said, I will see you guys all tomorrow with two more videos.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.